Episode 6 of Modern Business is another one-question show where our very own Rick Tacchini sits with Laura Ray Dickey, CEO of Dickey's Barbecue.
Welcome, I'm Ryan Hicks, and this is Modern Business, the podcast to learn from franchise business leaders and explore new business technology. Our community is about sharing knowledge and tools that help us achieve our goals in business and beyond. Thanks for being here, and welcome to Modern Business.
All right. A bit of housekeeping before we jump in. After the one question and answer, I'll be back to wrap it up with some of my observations. So here's Rick T and Laura Ray Dickey with the one question show.
Do you believe that because you have been brought up through technology and you have experienced being the chief information officer that franchises, people that are interested in investing their life savings to become a Dickey's franchise, they've got a better chance of succeeding long term because you do have digital marketing as a strategy up front and center?
Well, my completely biased answer to that is absolutely. I hope that benefits folks. I think that maybe going to the heart of why folks would buy a franchise in the first place, ours or anyone, is that anybody, and that's what's great about America and the American dream, you can go out and start your own business. Why would you choose to start one as a partnership with somebody? Why would you franchise? And I hope and believe that part of what sets us apart is that expertise and that partnership, that there are basic restaurant principles or even basic barbecue principles that most folks would understand. Yes, we have the secret sauce and the secret recipe, and yes, we can teach you from a pitmaster standpoint how to smoke that brisket for 14 hours low and slow at 225 degrees, but it is that second layer to your point exactly, which is, but what could you not do on your own? And a lot of that is the business piece. So we, again, kind of look at our business as our franchise, as our company, in two parts. There's the barbecue and there's the business. And usually folks will come to us and join our family and extend that family, which is the reason that we are able to be across the country in the way that we are, in 44 states and, you know, have 565 restaurants, is because folks come and say, hey, we like the idea that you have been there, you've done this for 75 years, and you're committed to evolving. You can take technology and help me understand how to spend more time on the pit and a lot less time on my computer. And if any restaurant owner or franchisee or even business person, you know, you want to spend your time where you really make the most impact. And I think that's the competitive edge for franchises. We can help support our owner operators to be at the pit, to know their guests, to really be in the restaurant, because we have templatized the business piece. And we have integrated technology so that it's user-friendly. I mean, quite frankly, a lot of folks join the restaurant industry, and our franchise or likely any other restaurant franchise, because they want to be restaurateurs, which means they don't want to be data experts. They don't want to be computer experts. They don't want to have to figure out what their own KPI, key performance indicators are. And that's where I think the technology benefit to Dickey's commitment of that evolve or fail is, here's a very seamless way to stay in the heart of your restaurant, but still take advantage of curbside, of online ordering, of delivery, of our pilot program in some of our restaurants that is using Alexa right now, so that folks don't even have to take off their gloves and interact with their tablet. They can simply call out for, hey, what's in my smoker? What's in my inventory? What's in my walk-in? When is my delivery due? We're constantly trying to make technology a complement instead of an interruption to the kitchen.
That was our very own Rick Tacchini with Laura Ray Dickey. Thanks for listening. A couple of quick observations that I'd like to make. Number one, Laura talked about using voice integrations. And I think this is an interesting trend that will take off over the next 12 months. I think voice-controlled search will start to replace a lot of the text-based search and command functions that we do on the internet and that we in our interactions with the different softwares that we use. And there's endless applications for this. And if you look at all the big companies like Google and Microsoft and all the rest, they're focused on voice platforms and the virtual personal assistants. Like Microsoft has Cortana, Google has the Google Assistant and Google Voice, Amazon has the Alexa and the Echo, Siri, or Apple has Siri. And so this is definitely a trend that I think will even cut into how we communicate over text messages. An observation that friends of mine have probably made about me is I send like half of the SMS texts that I send are actually the iMessage audio files. It's just easier. I'd rather speak than type. And the last observation to note here is that Laura's team has a big focus on digital marketing and the tools and assets that they give to their franchisees to help the locations drive local business. And so that's a topic that I'm going to be chatting a lot more about on future episodes here. So as always, thanks for listening, and this is Modern Business.